Hello, everyone. It's Masochist here with my 500 AMA. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening. I just want to start off by saying thank you so, so much for all you folks following me. I still can't wrap my head around it. It's the amount of, literally like 2-3 months ago, if you told me that I'd be doing audio porn, I wouldn't believe you. But here we are, 500 plus later. A huge, huge thank you. I will never not be grateful for you guys. And it's partially like why I'm persisting and why I'm still putting stuff out there. Not to say that, you know, without you guys, I wouldn't be making things. I'd probably still be making things because I am generally a creative person. So if I'm not working on something, I literally have a fucking meltdown. I'm a bit tired. Just coming back from the gym, so I apologize for any kind of brain farts that might happen throughout. Okay. Let's see. Putting these off my phone. Oh yeah, and all of my questions also happen to be anonymous. And I think that's partially my fault because I did an anonymous form. And I just thought it would be appropriate to do it anonymous, considering the type of stuff that I put out there. I know, maybe one or two questions in here from specific persons. Give you guys a shout out in a bit. Okay, let's see. Let's start from the beginning. Oh, geez. You are very prolific. I mean, I appreciate that. Wouldn't really say prolific, but thank you. What's your process for making audios? Ooh. So, I'm still fairly new to this. I've really only been making audios, since the end of August. August, yeah, September, October. It would take 2.5 months. I was writing scripts prior. It goes, I don't know, it's kind of like a mishmash of things. Sometimes I'll have an idea that'll strike me and I need to write it down immediately. So it could be a sentence or a line, and then I work on top of that, and I just build and build and build. Sometimes there's a summary or a scene that I would think of, and I would build on top of that. And most of my audio is also a mishmash of things. So I could probably only count a number. Excuse me, a number of audios that I've done that were fully scripted from beginning to end. And then there will be some audios that will be half scripted, and then everything else is improv. And I've done improv a couple times. I think I can only name Wanted, Babysitter. Should have a list of my audios here, hold on. Wanted, Babysitter, Excuse me. So rude. Twenty-first birthday. Believe, yeah, wanted dominatrix, the oath. And there's a few that I did as improv. But they all start with the same thing. Either I think of a scene or I think of like a line. And then I just go from there. I hope that answers your question. It's, yeah, sometimes, like, with making the audios as well, like, if we're talking, like, backstory, sometimes I'll find, like, I don't know, like a line or a word. Most of my, the beginning, when I first started, like, doing audios and stuff like that, I honestly start, like, I still do it, but I start with the title. So, once I get the scene thought of, or like, the line, I immediately think of the title. And then that title kind of drives, the title and the tags kind of drive the whole narrative. I've always kind of worked that way. Kind of ass backwards. Okay, let's see. With Snuff Stuff, do you feel, what the hell? Do you feel victim or killer is the sexier position to picture yourself in? I mean, in the Snuff Stuff, I only really started doing more heavily and more recently since I got approved to post on Dark Side Playground. And I think I have a bit of, like, out of all the Snuff Stuff I've done, I believe I have like a half and half, like, killer, and then the other half is victim. And in terms of, like, sexy or something that, like, turns me on or whatever, I don't know, like, the control and, like, the sheer psychotic rage that, or, like, manic that kind of spawns from being the killer is kind of empowering. It's, like, really not the best way to describe it. I wouldn't really say, like, it's sexy. I just think it's really interesting. Diving into those characters, diving into that mindset or psyche. I mean, like, I wouldn't say it's very, like, believable because I'm not a psycho. But it's just fun playing that, playing killer. It's also very fun playing victim, though. Like, it's super cathartic. Just, like, screaming. Or, like, crying. As with all of my audios, it's not really just limited to the Snuff Stuff. But with my personal audios, I can't really say which I prefer, either or. But listening to other audios, for example, like, I much prefer being the victim, like, if I'm listening to someone else's audio, just because it's like, take the wheel type of deal when I'm listening to someone else. I've listened to other audios where the listener is the killer, and they don't really do much for me, I think. I don't know. I like a bit of both. I think it's just like the switch in me. I think it really depends on my mood. I mean, I first started listening to Snuff Audio, and most of it was, if not all of it, was just like the listener was getting killed. Let's see. That didn't really answer your question. I apologize. On to the next one. What do you do when you love someone and they claim to love you too, but actually don't? Just stop loving? How? A strange question. Not strange as in like shaming you for asking that, but interesting that you ask me this particular question. But I don't know. I feel like with that, you wouldn't really know if the other person doesn't love you. I mean, unless they make it explicit, or you can sense that they don't really appreciate what you do for them. I wouldn't say like stop loving, because you're never not gonna just stop loving someone just like that, right? Love is like, it's like that feeling that you can't really rid yourself of easily. And it's gonna take some time. Like, even if you do forget this said person, let's say you move on or whatever, there's always gonna be like a part of you that's going to have that like heartache for this person. But when you do move forward and you move on from the situation, whatever situation that is that makes you feel like they don't love you, something will always come around. And I don't know, I'm not like big on karma, and I'm not really big on like the whole like what goes around comes around type deal. But there's always going to be like something better out there. But that's one thing like you have to, I'm not giving like sound advice, so take it with a grain of salt. You're asking an audio porn maker, creator person this question, so take it with a grain of salt. It's you're not gonna stop loving who you love, so it's just the way life is, I guess. I'm not really good at giving relationship advice. Because I don't know, it's just, I used to back in the day. I used to be very into helping folks out and helping friends out with whatever ailments they were going through, but I don't know, maybe I've just become a little more cynical. Or I don't know, I just, there's just so much love that you can, it's ironic, like, I don't know if I'm cynical or if I'm just, like, blind to how cruel people can be. But there's always, you always have enough love in you, whether you want to, whether you like it or not, or whether you like to say you don't. And there's enough love for whoever you'll come across. Love for yourself, love for your friends, family, whatever. Okay. Next question. Am I fucked up for liking all of your rape audios? No. I don't think so. Because it's just like a fantasy thing, so. And I mean, you just like them. And that's cool. Why are you so cute but scary sometimes? I seem to get this a lot. And I never know how to answer because I don't think I'm that scary. Maybe it's just scary because it's like, I don't know. I need to know like what you mean by scary. Like, am I scary as in like the stuff that I make? Am I scary as in like how I perform, or like what? Because I don't think I'm scary. I just make some crazy shit because it's super fun. Okay, I know who asked this one. Shout out, a bunch of Radish Spirit. Oh yeah, I was supposed to give him a shout out before I started rambling. But a bunch of Radish Spirit, big ups, big respect to you. Because you brought me into this hellhole, and now here I am. I don't know how many audios later. 2 months in and still going strong. I appreciate you. Waluigi or Wario? I'm gonna get like executed for this answer because I don't know, I'm not really familiar. Not too familiar with the backstory of either of these characters. And I'm just gonna say Wario because he's like, I like his design. He's a polite looking fellow in my eyes. Okay. Oh, I think I know who asked this one too. Xenosonic, I see you. Would you rather have leg-sized fingers or finger-sized legs? It's about time that I got a weird-ass question like this. And, man, like, if you have leg-sized fingers, you just have, like, thick-ass fingers, and that's, like, 10 thick-ass fingers. Like, you can't. At the end of them, is there like a foot or is it just like fingers? Like it's just nub at the end. I don't think they would be useful. But it also wouldn't be useful if I had finger-sized legs. I would have feet, but I wouldn't be able to do anything if I had either of those. And I'd have to go with the finger-sized legs just because I kind of need my fingers for obvious reasons. And then I'd be walking around with stupid-looking legs. Oh God. But I mean, I guess I'd much rather have finger-sized legs. That's great. Okay. Think I'm getting a little more energy now. Feeling a little hyped, a little pumped. Probably doesn't sound like it. I'm gonna listen back at this and I'm just gonna shake my head. I probably sound dead. Cool. So, what audio of yours so far was the most fun to make? Oh shit. Let me look at my list again. The most fun to make, like like write, perform, and edit. I think I have like two. I have two. So the first one has to be my first collaboration, titled Nymphomercial. And that was with a bunch of Radish Spirit. And it's been a while since I looked at the script, but I remember writing the script and I was just like, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, it's just so stupid. And it's just so far out. Like, the thought process that went into Nymphomercial was just absolute madness. And Radish really helped drive that audio with the sound effects and his editing and his input as well, including like some really funny it's not really funny, it's just putting the listener in like such a bad position that it's hilarious. And that was all him. And I really liked doing this, doing that particular audio just because of the collab aspect and just listening to something being put together from like, 'cause we didn't get to get together and actually like record it. I'm sure like with most collabs here, everyone is like internet strangers, so they'll record half their stuff and then send it to the other person, which I assume that's how they do it. I don't know. But Radish and I are friends in real life, so we could have easily done this like live and in person to make it easier. But that wasn't the case because, you know, timing and whatever. But because like we know each other, it was kind of easy to click and pick up the energy from each other. I did a live recording on like voice chat just so that he had an idea of the kind of energy that I was bringing to the audio, and then he matched it by responding. Well, I guess how he did it was like he played it back or something and then like responded to whatever I was saying. So that was super, super fun. And I want to do more collabs because of it. Oh, whoops. Oops, oops, oops. I'm not trying to play audio right now. And then the second audio that I really liked doing was which one was it? Oh, Death Wish. Death Wish was one of my most favorite to perform. Sorry, there's like fireworks going on outside right now. I hope it's not picking it up. But yeah, Death Wish was another one that I really enjoyed just because the concept of it was kind of fun. I was like super inspired by two performers. The first one being Mercedine Morgan and the former Gangbang Cult. Those two, I remember shouting them out like in my older AMA, I believe. Those two kind of brought me the snuff audio. They didn't bring it to me, but like, you know, I stumbled across their work, and you know, for since August, like since I joined GWA and Dark Side Playground, I really, really enjoyed their work. And this was kind of like a thank you, or I don't know, it was just super inspired by them, because it's pretty much me starring in what my character, I don't really want to spoil it, but there's a lot of new things, new sound effects that I needed to kind of create on my own without things actually happening to me. So that was kind of exploring sound effects. It was also really exploring how to make people uncomfortable. Like, I actually sent this to the former gangbang cult, and I said, hey, like, you know, have a look at this or listen to this. And he actually gave me a really, really thorough and very useful critique. He's not around now, so I don't know. I hope he's doing well. But I'm not sure if he'll ever hear this, but I appreciate the constructive criticism, because, you know, it's rare to get those. And it definitely helped me try to input what you've told me into my audios moving forward. Just because Death Wish was just, like, my first, I guess, debut snuff film style audio. It's definitely not gonna be my last. I might actually, like, do, like, a redux on it as well. But this one was just straight, like, experimental for me, from start to finish. And, like, editing and stuff like that. I had to really be creative with the sound effects here. And I had to really be creative with, like, my reactions and stuff. Because, I don't know, like, I need to make it sound quite believable. I mean, I am not quite there yet with making things as believable and as immersive, especially when it comes to snuff stuff. But this was a little baby project for me, and I'm very, very proud of it. And it was super fun. It was hella fun. So yeah, those two, Death Wish and Nymphomercial, were my favorites. Cool. Next question. What is your favorite item of clothing that you own? I just brought it out today, because it's getting super cold where I am. But it's this just reversible coat. It's like a bomber jacket on the outside, and on the inside it's just super fuzzy. It's just an oversized black coat. And it's got, like, an oversized hood that is also very, very fuzzy. And it's super comfortable. I love it. I feel so, like, she in it. I love wearing it. Do you consider yourself more of an introvert or an extrovert? Not really, like, I think it depends on the situation. I remember feeling, like, not fitting in with, like, online communities, so I kind of just, like, kept to myself. This is, like, in the online space. Like, I was having, like, social anxiety, but online. But if you put me out in public, in, like, a new place, like, I have no problem kind of just being myself, and, like, I don't really need my phone out or have to worry about, oh, shit, I gotta talk to this person. Like, I don't mind talking. I love talking to people in real life. And I, like, you know, I don't really like small conversation, but, you know, just friendly with folks. I don't really mind someone striking up a conversation with me. But online, like, I don't know, like, I remember when I sent Death Wish to Mercedes and Gangbang, I was like, I'm gonna set my phone on fire. Because, like, why did I do that? Like, why did I, why did I make an audio, send it to them, and, like, I felt so embarrassed. I don't know. It was, I remember, like, on Twitter, I was just like, damn it, like, what the fuck is this social anxiety, but, like, online? But, yeah, no, I guess you can say I'm more extroverted if we're talking, like, in real life. I'm kind of loud in real life. Everyone that knows me will confirm this. you know, people online, like, I don't know, people online just make me more nervous than folks in real life. I guess it's like a reading thing, like reading people. It's much easier to read people in person than it is when you're just seeing text. So I'm losing track here. What's going on? Biggest cock you've had? 2 inches, moving on. Are you a length or thickness gal? is this the same person? Well, I mean, thickness, considering 2 inches. The thickness is great. Like, I like the feeling of being, like, full, so... Moving on. Have you ever role-played CNC in your private life? Yeah. That's, like, a huge kink. It's, like, on the top of the list. So, yes, I have. Next question. Are you still making art? Any new drawings? Yeah. I'm still making art. I just don't post it. I do more design than I do, like, drawing. But the most recent completed drawing I did was actually, like, fan art. Which, again, I'm gonna sound like a huge fucking simp. But I did fan art for the former Gangbang cult. Like, he had this clown character that I really quite enjoyed. It's like one of my favorite audios. And he's absolutely, like, I don't know, it was just it was absolutely psychotic, and I was just like, man, like, I really want to draw just like a really evil clown. And I did. And I'll link the drawing with the, once I have this uploaded. I haven't posted it on here. It's on my Instagram, though, so. Moving forward. Will you be doing more F4F content? Also, will you be taking commissions? Absolutely, I will be doing more F4F content. I just wrote a script that is F4F, and I might actually fill it. Might do a self-fill, just because... After writing it, I'm like, damn, like, this is kind of hot. I think other people would enjoy it. I don't know if it's coming from me particularly, but I think other people will enjoy it. There's a few more kind of in the roster for the F4F stuff, but I'm trying to include more of that. I'm just trying to figure out if, like, F4F snuff is, like, a niche that I can tap into. I know I appreciate F4F snuff. I don't know if other people will. And the commission thing, I am considering it. It's definitely on the table. I am just not sure when I'll start taking commissions. But it's going to be a yes. I just don't know when. Next question. What's poppin'? Not much, baby. Next question. Dude, commissions, I already answered that. Okay. Oh shit. Oh no. Okay. Oops. Do you practice scripts before you record them, or are you just really good at read? So I've only filled three scripts, and I don't really like practice out loud. I read the scripts a few times. Like I'll read it a couple times just to see if I can get like an inner voice going on. Like I don't actually like read out loud to myself. And like with my own scripts, I kind of write them already with the voice that I intend on performing it as. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't practice them. I don't memorize them or anything like that. I do read them because I have shit memory, so I'm not gonna make it if I was ever told to memorize anything. Keep losing my thing here. Do you actually have a rape fantasy slash kink, or is that just audio? I do actually have a rape fantasy slash kink. Believe I mentioned that a couple questions ago. The audio is just kind of like, I don't know, it's cathartic to do. I keep losing my place. Okay. God damn it. Oh, we're getting to the end here. Okay. If my phone stops acting up. Oh, I believe this is from. Yeah, this is definitely from Low Growl. Shout out to Low Growl. You are fucking awesome. I appreciate you. And his question is, so what slash when was the first moment you had a sexual craving or fantasy that you sort of recognize was out of the norm? Whatever that is, vanilla sex, etc. What did you think of and how did you process it? Oh man. So, the whole like non-vanilla sex stuff I know could be traced as early as like high school. Like, in high school, hormones and shit. Me and like some friends would just talk like jokingly about stuff like that. I don't know, like I think like we were weird, and like I've had like instances where me and some dudes would just kind of like play stuff out. It was like never really serious, but it's just some stuff that you'd find on like the internet and just play it out like, oh, like that was when like the whole when Tumblr was really in, or like it was just starting to be really in. So everyone had a Tumblr and everyone was like being super edgy. So there was this guy that like we would kind of just talk on like Skype, and he would be like, oh, like, I want you to call me, like, master, whatever. And looking back at it, it was so stupid. But I think that was when it clicked with me that I knew that I was not into vanilla stuff. Like, I wasn't into just like, oh, super hot, sexy porn stuff. Girl fucks a guy and like sucks some dick. Like, it's kind of boring to me. And, but, moving forward from those early days, it was a little easier to process just because, the internet was there. And that was when I kind of joined FetLife, like after high school, and started exploring like communities in my city and online communities. So I don't feel like, because for a while I felt like, man, like I'm such a degenerate, like no one's gonna appreciate it, and whatever partners I'm gonna have, or I'm gonna have to like hide it from them or whatever. But, surprisingly, that's not the case. I've made tons of friends within the community, and also, like, all my friends in real life, like, know that I do this stuff. Do, like, audio porn, and they know the type of content that I create. So shout out to my friends. Yeah, I mean, processing it has been very easy because of that, so. But for a while, like, I was scared, and even now, like, I think, like, since joining Gone Wild Audio, some new, like, kinks have definitely been awakened, if you will, as, a lot of other listeners would kind of say and comment on my audio, like, oh, I've unlocked a new kink. I did unlock a couple new kinks. I don't know, maybe they were like always there. But like the abduction stuff, home invasion, like all that rape stuff, and like even the snuff stuff, like that is all pretty new for me. And yeah, like it's kind of crazy. I'm still kind of processing it. So that is still processing. I don't know how I'm processing it. I think I'm just kind of vicariously processing it through my audios. I hope that answered your question. That wasn't really thorough. I don't know. It was more of like, here's a slice of my life. Cool. And then the last question, then I'll probably get to the comments. Last question. I saw that you said you wouldn't ever make any age play or beast audios. Why is that? Well, the age play is it's a little obvious. It just makes me uncomfortable. I know it's not my thing, and if it's someone's thing, then like, good for them. But it's makes me uncomfortable trying to, yeah, no, it's just that makes me uncomfortable. The beast thing also makes me uncomfortable. But I don't know if that like falls into the category of like monster fucking. Like, I feel like that's completely different. I wouldn't be opposed to making an audio that's like a monster fucking audio. That's like not beast. Either or. I mean, even if I do a monster fucking one, like, I am not well equipped with the knowledge to really do one. I'd have to do some research on that. But the beast thing, like, I don't know, like I can't imagine doing an audio of like me like fucking a horse or something. Like, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. I'm not into that. And I don't wanna, if even if someone like asked me to make something like that, like, I would just I would just straight up say no because I know it's not going to be convincing. And that's only for, like, the beast thing. Like, if someone asked me to do that, like, maybe I'd give it a shot. But I know it would not be very good and it would not be enjoyable at all. But that's just me. So, yeah. Cool. That's actually a lot of questions. Holy shit. 45 minutes of me just yapping on. I don't know if I have to timestamp. I don't really feel like timestamping this. I think I'm just gonna, like, upload it and then call it a day or something. It's, like, 10 o'clock. And I need to write. So let's get to some of the comments here. Give them a shout out because I appreciate them. Of course, like, a bunch of Radish Spirit. Thank you. I wouldn't be here without you kind of bringing me to this community, so that's really cool. Honest Flirt King. I listen to the Steamy Hot Live Laugh Lobotomy. I love that title. It still fucking makes me laugh. And then the Cookies and Milk. Thank you so much. Masochist, yours is now among my favorite audio erotica artwork. Makes me feel all kinds of hot and warm, fuzzy good feels all over. I appreciate you, man. 100%. And that's funny, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I've had a lot of people say that my audios make them feel kind of warm inside. You know, despite each tag. I feel the same way when I hear some crazy dark audios too. Nymphalidaise. I hope I'm saying that right. I know I'm probably not, but you can hurt me if you want. In a 500 CL, I'll get a fucking 10,000. And then later at regular cult kickbacks in my backyard. I love that comment. I love you. You're great. You're fantastic. I appreciate you. Why do I exist, LMAO? Why are you so scary but so goddamn hot at the same time? Again, I'm not scary. I don't know what makes me scary. I need to know. I need someone to kind of give me a breakdown on what makes me so scary. Is it the content? Is it me personally? Am I personally scaring you? I hope not. That's not what I want to do. I just want everyone to be comfortable, cozy, whenever they listen to me. And yes, low growl. Thank you. Forever, thank you, thank you, always. So that concludes my 500 AMA, and they were all anonymous, save for the few. Yeah, I hope you learned a thing or two about me. I'm quite surprised that no one asked me what my favorite cereal was, but I can only ask for so much. Okay, I think it's time for me to wrap that up. To those listening, I hope you have a lovely day, lovely morning, or lovely evening, whenever you're going to listen to this. And, yeah.